is fishing.
Better music and great talk. And only from Wave 105.2. Heal the Pain from George Michael. New gadget out today. Oh dear. It's a talking apron and recites recipes while you're in the kitchen. I saw that program today. Have you seen that? Can't cook, won't cook. Oh dear. Some of the people on it, they're not very bright, are they? Oh, Kevin, I'm having a bit of trouble at home boiling an egg. There's no hope. 6:18, Thursday evening with the latest news headlines, Peter Franklin. The longest time from Billy Joel.
Better music, breaking now on Wave 105.2 FM.
Friday night, it's the drive home. Hi, this is Ian Gardner. On the way, some gossip from the Grammys that you might not have heard about this week involving Madonna and some wax. Tell you about that a little bit later on. First up, Elton and Liam Rhymes. Written in the Stars from Wave 105.2. Crowded House. It's Only Natural from Wave 105.2. Better music and great talk. Got shares, believe, before five. But right now, this is just great. Sinead O'Connor. Wave 105.2. It's Tina, Arena and Chains at 5:17. So no more Noli then. Ooh. Have you read about it today? The end of the house party for Noel Edmonds. But hey, Lena, let's try and think of all of the great moments that we've seen on Noel's house party. Okay, moving on. Wave 105.2, Mariah Carey. And When You Believe. We'll check news, travel and weather, and then a song that you just have to play really, really loud. Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, coming up. I told you you had to play this loud, didn't I? Don't You Forget About Me from Simple Minds. Wave 105.2, 12 minutes past 5. Afternoon, this is Ian Gardner. Good to see Prince Charles enjoying comedian Eddie Izzard. Down at Wembley Arena last night, they raised a lot of cash for the Prince's Trust. If you do ever get the chance to see Eddie Izzard on stage, do go. He does this brilliant sketch about cats, where he reckons that they're not really purring. They're actually using little tiny pneumatic drills, and they're drilling for oil. Well, it made me laugh. 13 minutes past 5, Wave 105.2.
If I could tell the world just one thing.
So, picture the scene, okay? It's the night after the Grammys. Really, showbiz, Hollywood restaurant. All the stars are there. You've got Sting. You've got Eric Clapton. You've got Jerry Seinfeld. Natalie Imbruglia. Andy Sheldon. No, just kidding. And Madonna is there, okay? And she's sitting down and somebody knocks over one of the candles and spills wax all over Madonna. And it's that awful moment of silence, you know what I mean? Where you can hear a pin drop and all the waiters freeze. Dog stops playing the piano in the corner. And Madonna is there with her head in her hands. Absolute silence. And suddenly, Madonna lifts up her head and laughs hysterically. Phew! Thank goodness for that. I wouldn't like to be on the other end of a Madonna strop after the Grammys. So there's this pawn shop in Hollywood. Pawn shop as in P-A-W-N. Please. What do you think I am? It's this place where the royalty and the movie stars all go when they need a little bit of extra money. Some money quick. Apparently even, this is according to Gene Zimmelman who runs it, even the very wealthy occasionally find themselves short of cash. And years ago, apparently, a well-known actor who was a little bit down on his luck tried to pawn his Oscar. But apparently, and I didn't know this, the Oscar is still property of the Academy, so it couldn't be accepted. Hey, if Celine Dion calls in and tries to pawn her Grammy Award, you'll be the first to know, I guarantee it.
For all those times you stood by me.
Please!